Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Heisman race is fascinating this year. This is the most wide open Heisman race we've had in a while. Last year, I know there was some debate between Ashton Gentry and Travis Hunter, but Travis Hunter was kind of the front runner for much of the season.
Yeah.
And he ended up winning the Heisman. There's some names that I'm sure 90% of the audience doesn't even know. And nor should you.
Okay, we can start with me. I'm a great casual guest.
Do you know who the favorite is?
Do you know the quarterback is at Indiana? He's the favorite.
I mean, listen to that sentence.
I know.
There's no chance.
He's probably going to go in the top 10 of the draft or the top of the first round of the draft this year.
Yeah.
What's his
name?
Fernando Mendoza.
He is now the favorite at plus 850 to win the Heisman. Now, I do not think he ultimately is going to win the Heisman, if you're just asking me. He once was 35-1, as in last week. But because of Mateer's injury,
they also throttled Illinois 63-10.
They did. But here's
Indiana.
The only problem. So
Illinois were top 10.
Three of Indiana's four opponents, Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. Hadn't played anybody. Finally, Illinois was a real test. And obviously, he performed very well. I would not put money on the favorite is all I'm saying. He'll be in the mix, but I wouldn't put money. Then you have some other names on top of the list. Carson Beck, you've heard that name.
Yes.
Okay, he's at Miami
because
now.
Because he obviously was one of the bigger quarterback guys coming out of Georgia.
He has the second best odds at 11-1, along with Dante Moore at Oregon. And then you've heard of Jeremiah Smith, wide receiver, Ohio State. He's 11-1.
Hard not to hear from him. He's
Marcel Reed, Gunnar Stockton. Also, Joey Aguilar, right there around 14-1. And then Josh Hoover, to me, he's the interesting name. Josh Hoover at TCU, 15-1. And then Garrett Nussmeier, you've heard of at LSU. If I were to put new bets on players right now, Hoover was 50-1 last week. So unfortunately, we missed the real opportunity. But still, he's 15-1, 18-1 right now. He's the TCU quarterback. He's been very impressive. They also have not been against cupcakes. Three games, 1,000 yards, 11 touchdowns, two picks. And he's averaging 9.7 yards per attempt against SMU, 379 yards and five touchdowns. To me, he's the bet to make right now. It doesn't mean he'll win it, but he's a value play, I think, that you can still get there at 15-1. It's just crazy how wide open this is. I mean, you got guys
Indiana ever had a Heisman Trophy winner? I mean, I'm just assuming.
You got guys way down the board that are still Haynes King, the Georgia Tech quarterback, 25-1. Bo Prabula at Missouri, 30-1. It's so wide open, you can't even say he doesn't have a shot at this point in time.
No, because they've won back-to-back. If they win like their next two games against ranked SEC opponents, I would think his odds would be closer to 10-15-1, wouldn't they?
I'm so surprised Ahmad Hardy is not higher than 60-1, 6-0.
50-1 at FanDuel right now.
60-1 at DraftKings right now.
Yeah. Is that not a bet I should make? Running backs win the Heisman all the time. That's not like uncommon.
Yes. Yeah, it's so wide. You should bet it's so wide open. There's not a clear cut quarterback this year, so it opens the door for a running back. And obviously, we've had running backs win the Heisman, but
he is on pace to have a season as good as Ashton Gentry against SEC opponents. That's the pace that he's on.
Is this just like a mediocre year as far as team dominance in college football? Is that adding to this?
It's still
is
early,
it just not elite level quarterbacks at elite level programs?
I think it's just the way that I think you're onto something, and just the way that the season is. I think going into this year, it feels like the national title is more wide open. Like even because people, myself, I picked Clemson, not going to happen. Yeah. A lot of people picked Penn State. You could have picked Ohio State, Penn State.
Like
there's a variety of teams that are in the mix now, and it seems to be this way, at least over the last couple of seasons, just in terms of teams that are surprising that have players that nobody thought of who are actually playing at a significantly high level. Like Fernando Mendoza was hyped up to be really good, but nobody thought he'd be a Heisman Trophy top odd candidate, I guess.
So if I gave you guys each, $100 to make two or three bets. Who are the quarterbacks you put? Or the quarterbacks.
What would be Hardy? 50-1, I would just take my chances.
Hardy would be one. I told you about Josh Hoover. Josh Hoover would be the other one. And then just because you want to, you know, be in play with it, I do think with what Miami has done, Carson Beck at 11-1. So I would probably I would want a ticket on Hardy, Hoover, and Beck. Those would be the three I would lay bets on.
We'd have two the same. I'd have Beck and Hardy. I'd probably just go like Drew Aller or Gunnar Stock. One of the teams I think.
Well, Drew Aller's is 25-1.
Yeah, it'd probably be that. Just knowing that Penn State can win a lot of football games. He looks really good in one big game.
They play Oregon this weekend.
He could take a good size jump relatively
quickly.
Someone said
they would put money on Jalen Daniels. That's from the text line. Obviously, Kansas's quarterback.
I mean, they got to win the Big 12 and be one loss.
He's at 70-1 on DraftKings right now.
Yeah. That's tough. That's tough.
I would do Hardy as well. I would also bet Jaden Maiava from USC. Okay. He's got over 1,300 yards already through four games. He's on a monster pace to have a good season. And USC's schedule is actually relatively nice going forward. So I think he could be a guy. I also think this is an interesting name. We haven't mentioned him that much. Thomas Castellanos from Florida State.
Oh, the Boston College transfer?
Yeah, obviously Florida State is right back in the fold of being a top-tier team right after the 2-10 season. Going, they got Miami next week. That might be the game in which a Heisman moment could happen, either for Carson Beck or for Thomas Castellanos, where whoever wins that game and whichever quarterback plays better, all of a sudden the odds might shift again after next weekend.
I think we're probably going to see, to your point, Cole, a lot of movement in this over the next few weeks because it's going to be game to game on who plays better, like who has a couple of big games. Again, I think
this is where
the reason why I like Hardy is they have massive games against massive opponents, as in like opponents people know. If 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks, because they got a bye week, maybe it's three, whatever it is, whenever they got Alabama, it's like mid-October.
2 weeks or 3 weeks from now.
Because they got a bye week before
this week, bye week, okay. Alabama.
So 3 weeks from now when they take on Alabama, if Hardy or Prabula go off against Bama, like that's gonna, like in Columbia, that's gonna skyrocket. But
no, I know what you're
they're
saying.
Not gonna be 50-1. Nope. People will be 60-1 anymore.
They'll be more aware of Missouri. Yeah.
I think this is a good week before the weekend starts. Like if you don't have any Heisman bets yet, this is a good week to start, you know, sprinkling on a few guys. It's so open that you can go ahead and maybe take some guys that have good value. Again, we only have one player that is shorter than 10-1 to win it, and that's Mendoza. So that tells you how open it is, and there's some opportunity. I'm not saying that only bet on guys that are 50-1. The chances of, as much as I agree with you that Hardy should have better odds, like the chances of him winning are still fairly small. But at 50-1, though, you're like, okay, in a year where it's so wide open, why not take a few sprinkles on a long shot? So Heisman odds are fun to look at right now. It is very much anybody's year to win.
I was about to say, I picked Penn State to win before the season started.
Ohio
State. I wouldn't change those.
Yeah, I'm not changing
based
Ohio
on
State.
What's taken place so far. Who would your new selection be, Drew, to win the national champion now that your team's eliminated? 3 weeks in, and it ain't going to be Clemson.
No.
I think Penn State probably is who I would, because I've got Penn State in the national title game. Playing Clemson. I think Penn State's just, if James Franklin doesn't win a title with this group, he's never winning one at Penn State. The roster is just completely loaded. Are you going to watch the Penn State game this weekend now that you're talking about Drew Aller? Because you know what this weekend is, Cody, correct?
Loaded college football slate.
They play number 6 Oregon. It's the whiteout night game against Oregon. They've never been in a whiteout night game.
Someone check on Drew. No blue
Mo
chew
Bamba
needed for him.
Mo Bamba is going to be blasting at the beginning of the game. It's maybe the best
State
environment
right.
in college football.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. There's some great college games. USC, Illinois,
ridiculous.
Top 25 matchup. LSU, Ole Miss. I mean,
Washington's the one team that nobody's talking about. They're second in the country in offense. They are the line's been cut in half. I think it started at 14.5. It's at 7.5 now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's
and
tough.
It's in Seattle.
LSU Ole Miss though is huge. Yep. Auburn A&M's. I know Auburn just lost, but still Auburn A&M's pretty good. There's some really good
Alabama Georgia.
Yeah, that's a later game, right? 6:30. Yep.
Give me that schedule, man. That's slate.
Oregon,
so good.
Penn State, Alabama, Georgia.
What would it take for Kansas to get ranked? They got to win two more in a row, three more in a row.
If
what
they win,
get them in the top.
If they win this weekend, I think if they win this weekend, I think they're in.
Well, think about it. USC and Illinois. One of those teams is 21-23. One of them is losing, so you would think whoever loses probably gets knocked out of the top 25.
Last week
they play Cincinnati, sure. Who also only has one loss, and I think the fact that Kansas got a lot of votes in this most recent poll. So I would say if they if Kansas wins, especially if they win 41-10 or somewhat similar like they did last weekend, then Kansas is definitely in. Plus, the more Missouri win, the better it look. It better it helps Kansas at least a little bit. Even though Kansas lost the game, it still is the one loss that they have is to an opponent who is continuing to win games. And Missouri winning helps Kansas out a little bit too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've said before like that, both for Missouri and Kansas, they should both hope the other keeps winning because it's going to only strengthen the resume for either. It's still a long, 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 long shot that Kansas will get to the college football playoff. Missouri right now, according to ESPN's metric, their FPI metric, they have the 12th best odds. They have a better odds to make the college football playoff, according to their numbers, than anyone in the Big 12 does. And we know one of the teams in the Big 12 has to go. So it's like, they're saying Missouri's got a better chance to make the college football playoff than anyone currently in the Big 12 does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.